Heaven Help a Fool Who Falls in Love. Written by This Is Our Year. Summary. Austin's become a regular at a very particular coffee shop. He'll let the barista that's there every morning think it's because he really likes their coffee. It's not.
If Austin goes to the Daily Grind coffee shop that's 20 minutes outside of downtown Toronto only because he thinks one of the baristas there is cute, no one needs to know. Willie's the first one to bring him to it. It's after one of their first sessions of camp of the season, the first time Austin's been back in Toronto since last May, and Willie drags him out to some random shop for some latte thing he swears this elusive, magnificent place has perfected. Austin's complained the entire time, because it was stupid. It was a 20-minute drive without Toronto traffic to this stupid place, and yet Willie insisted. When Austin walked in, however, he softened a bit, because the place was cute. They decked it out in a kind of vintage fashion, but there were some secluded booths toward the end. Of course, Willie and Austin needed to spend a few minutes signing shit for fans as soon as they walked in, but once they took care of that, they went up to the register and... And then Austin happened to see the barista working there. His name tag read Mitch, and he had bright blue eyes and a perfect customer service voice as he took their order. Even better, he didn't seem to recognize Willie or Austin, and moved away to make their order without so much as a good luck this year. And then Mitch smiled, this blinding, bright, perfect fucking smile as he passed Willie his drink, and Austin needed to go back. Now, Austin mocks himself in his head as he walks into the cafe again. It's been a week exactly since Willie dragged him over to this place, and in that week, he's thought about that barista, Mitch. It's stupid. It's so fucking stupid. Austin doesn't know why he went out of his goddamn way to go to this stupid coffee shop to come see one of the baristas here, because, like, he's probably not even working today. Austin thinks guys are cute all the time when he's insta-stalking someone, or when he's playing and scans the crowd. Sometimes girls sit at the front of the glass and obviously try to get his attention, but it's, well, that's not what he's interested in. Austin used to be fucking terrified about that. He knew it back in 9th grade, when the guys on his team would start to talk about whether they liked brunettes or blondes more, and Austin would push past them to get onto the ice. He thought it was because his love of hockey came before any other romantic interests, but then he got to the puberty age and realized that, shit, yeah, girls weren't his thing. Sure, whatever, they're pretty, but he'd rather a dick in his mouth than stare at some girl's push-up bra and cleavage. Whatever. Austin can have partners and shit, but they're not going to promote a boyfriend of his like they might do with John Tavares' wife or some shit like that. Sometimes that irritates Austin, but he's heard horror stories from his time in Germany. He'll take what he can get. Hi there, someone says as Austin enters the Daily Grind. What can I get for you today? Austin blinks, clearing his head from his fucking depressing thoughts, and looks toward the register to see who's spoken. It was... fuck. It was Mitch. Austin was expecting this outcome as the worst thing. He wanted this to happen, but somehow, as Mitch smiles pleasantly at him, Austin blinks. Mitch is fucking pretty. Austin gets an excuse for not remembering how to talk. Sorry, yeah, the menu's a lot. Mitch laughs, and it makes Austin more at ease. Our manager had someone redo it, and it's a little hard to read. You a coffee or tea guy? I can make you a recommendation. No, sorry, just got distracted. Mitch being so calm and at ease makes Austin more relaxed, too, and he speaks easily enough once he starts, and then continues on. I'll just go for, like, a latte? Sure. Mitch rings it up on the register thingy, and now Austin is close enough to see those pretty blue eyes. Mitch's name tag, too, indicates that he's been working here for just shy of 2 years, and that he's a shift lead. What kind of latte are we thinking? We have some new fall ones, or I can just add in some vanilla or brown sugar? Just vanilla's cool, Austin says, and as he smiles at Mitch, Mitch looks up and smiles back. His dark brown hair is a little unkept, but it still complements his eyes. He's pretty, and as his arm flashes across the screen and he adds vanilla to the screen, Austin sees the black ink of tattoos that snake up his arm. Okay, awesome. That's going to be $16.34. Cash or card? Austin blinks. Dude, what did you put in that fucking... Mitch laughs, and Austin could get drunk on that sound. Just kidding. Oh my god, no, we aren't Starbucks, nah. It's $6.34. Way better. How do you want to pay? Austin snorts and holds up his phone. Card. On my phone. Mitch scrunches up his nose. Oh, you're one of those people, eh? Austin rolls his eyes. Even if he didn't think Mitch is cute, it's still easy to just have a conversation with him. I mean, I, like, don't want to carry my wallet everywhere. Yeah, yeah, whatever you say. Mitch flicks his hand dramatically. He's not wearing a ring on his left hand. Score. Should be there for you. Austin laughs slightly again and tips 40% before he pays. He hopes maybe Mitch will see that, but instead the barista moves away, over towards the bar so he can presumably make Austin's coffee. Or latte, or whatever the fuck he ordered. Just you working today? Austin asks as he leans against the counter and watches Mitch make his latte. The coffee shop isn't that busy, and there's no one waiting at the counter to be served, but it still feels kind of weird that Mitch appears to be the only one actually doing shit. My manager is floating around somewhere, Mitch replies, shrugging, but there's a note of tension to his voice. But for now, yeah, just me. Austin raises an eyebrow, trying to think of something to say to lighten the mood. Means you can skim from your till then, eh? No witnesses? Mitch snorts and mutters something under his breath. Louder, he adds, here's your latte, as he passes it over to Austin. I accidentally made you a large. Sorry. Talking to you to distract you works, Austin exclaims, taking the latte from Mitch. Thanks, man. You're welcome. Mitch smiles and then leans against the counter. There still isn't a customer over at the till, so apparently he's got time to kill. You working on something today or heading out after this? Austin glances at his phone, even though he knows he's literally got to get to the rink for the optional skate he tries to attend as often as he can. Heading out. Mitch's smile stays on his face. And why shouldn't it? Austin's just another customer to him. Okay, well, have fun with your plans for the day. And hey, next time you're here, try that latte with a shot of lavender. Sounds girly as hell, but it's actually so good. Austin snorts. It does sound like something his sisters would order, but if Mitch is recommending it to him, he won't say no. Okay, then I guess I'll have to try. Mitchell, what are you doing? Austin notes the way Mitch goes tense as a woman emerges from some room behind the bar area where Mitch is standing. And as Mitch spins to face the woman, she raises her eyebrows and adds, you have work to do, no? Stop discussing your life with customers. Yeah, sorry, Mitch says. His voice is significantly softer than it was when he was talking to Austin. Just didn't have anyone else, so you still have work to do. This lady walks up closer to Mitch, and thank fuck she doesn't seem to recognize Austin either. As she gets closer, Austin reads her name tag to see that her name is Jamie, and that she's been working at this place for fucking years, since 2015. Judging off the way she talked to Mitch, though, she must be a manager. Yeah, Mitch says. See you, dude, he adds to Austin as he walks back toward the register. Austin doesn't like how much softer his voice gets. Who the fuck is this lady? Sorry for keeping your guy, Austin says, keeping his voice even because he's the nicest ever, actually. Willie would be proud. I was just talking to him. He was giving me recommendations, so I'll come back. This woman, Jamie, rolls her eyes. He likes to talk. Apologies. I like hearing him talk, Austin replies quickly. Fuck this lady. Is this the manager Mitch said was just floating around? Maybe you should too. I'll probably come back to see him in any case. Austin winks at Mitch as he walks away, and Mitch smiles back at him. Well, now he has an excuse for coming back.
Chat. Menaces to Toronto. Mitch.
Dude, I'm not even shitting you. Austin Matthews just came into the cafe again today.
Connor.
Fucking Austin Matthews and William Nylander?
Mitch.
I was so normal about it. I hope you're proud.
Connor.
Low-key, when Austin's also being a normal person, he's cute.
Mitch. You're married, dude.
Connor.
What? I'm making an observation.
Connor.
Maybe he thought you were cute too. He did look at you more than most people do when he and Willie were in.
Mitch. Oh my fucking god.
The next time Austin goes, it's before practice again, but he leaves earlier to allow himself more time. Hey there, Mitch says cheerily as Austin enters. You getting it with lavender today? Austin smiles despite himself because that... Mitch remembers him. Holy shit. Of course, he says, smiling as he moves over to the register. You recommended it, so I have to get it. Mitch grins back and inclines his head. Food or no? It's like 7 a.m. Surely you want breakfast. Austin takes a look at the pastries and breakfast shit the Daily Grind has in the display case and comes to the conclusion pretty quickly there's no way any of it adheres to the meal plan. I'm good. Just the latte or whatever it was. Okay, Mitch replies, shrugging. Someday I'll get you to eat some of the food. The lunch stuff we have is really good too if you want to try that. Austin winces. He needs to come here on an off day when he can, like, spend the whole day rather than 10 minutes before practice. I gotta head out. Can't stay for lunch. Oh, fine. I see how it is. Mitch laughs silently and rings up the latte thing Austin ordered. It's the same price, and as he pays it, Mitch moves away to make the drink. Where are you headed after this? Austin pauses because it's been so long that he's talked to someone without them, like, recognizing him. He isn't sure how Mitch is from, or at least works, in Toronto and doesn't recognize the captain of the Toronto Maple Leafs, but Austin's not going to judge. Maybe he's not into sports. Work. Whatever, it's close enough. Hockey is Austin's work. Lame. Mitch scrunches up his nose. Austin laughs. You're at work, too. I mean, yeah, I guess, Mitch shrugs. Yeah, I am, but my work isn't your work. Austin's not dressed in any Leafs gear, so unless Mitch does know who he is and isn't letting on, he's not sure where Mitch thinks he works. Who was that lady the last time I was here? He asks instead, pivoting subjects. Oh, Mitch shrugs and turns away from Austin. My manager. Your manager? Austin raises an eyebrow. Is she here today? No, just me and another one of my coworkers, Mitch replies. I'm a supervisor, so that's what I'm doing today. So you don't supervise when she's here? No, I do. Mitch turns back to Austin and shrugs again. His voice isn't as bright anymore. She, likes having a supervisor here, so she doesn't need to do all the stuff like breaks and tills and that. Austin accepts his latte as Mitch hands it to him. She seems like a bitch. A startled laugh escapes Mitch. What? Your manager. Austin takes a sip of his latte. She's a bitch. She was so fucking rude to you. If you weren't nice, I wouldn't come back. I meant it when I said that I'd come back only for you, not her. Mitch blinks for a second. Well, thanks, he says after a moment or two. She's not my favorite manager in the world either. That means I won't see you tomorrow then? She's in most mornings, but sometimes she just doesn't show up because she's got places to be or some shit. Austin opens his mouth to reply, but before he can, another guy with reddish hair and a name tag that reads Connor strolls out of the back. Swearing in front of customers, Mitchie? He asks. Smooth. Mitch scowls. It slipped. I was talking about Jamie. Oh, then carry on. Connor grins and does a double take when he sees Austin standing there. Who's this? A new regular. Austin interrupts before this Connor guy can tell Mitch who he is. I'll be here in the morning whenever I'm in town. In town? You travel? Connor smirks. There's no way he doesn't know who Austin is. Yeah, for work, Austin says, rolling his eyes. Thanks for the latte. Of course, Mitch replies, looking between Connor and Austin. I'll see you tomorrow morning. Of course, Austin returns. And if he's rewarded with that blinding smile of Mitch's every time he's here, then shit. Yeah, he is gonna have to come every day. Chat. Menaces to Toronto. Connor. He's in love, I'm telling you. Mitch. This is why you're an Oilers fan. You're DeLulu. Connor. Okay, Mr. It's Our Year when you haven't won the Cup since 67. Mitch. I'm gonna call in sick tomorrow and make you handle the morning rush by yourself. Connor. Then you won't see Austin. Mitch, oh my god, fuck off! They quickly fall into a routine. It goes like this. During camp, Austin shows up at the Daily Grind every day and orders the same thing. Mitch is always there, smiling at Austin and trying to make him order food, and sometimes his manager is there too, who Austin ignores because fuck that lady. Once the season starts and he needs to travel, he still comes every day that they're home, and even sometimes before he needs to head out to the airport. He's not sure if Mitch is, like, in school or if being a barista is his full-time job, but every morning that Austin goes, Mitch is there. So is Connor, who Austin's learned to really like, too. He's from Edmonton, apparently, and is here in Toronto because his wife's clothing business is based here and makes a ton of sales here. Mitch makes fun of him for that, but Austin thinks it's cute. He wonders if Mitch would ever like the lifestyle of dating an athlete and then dismisses the thought. His past boyfriends always got bored of hiding in the shadows because Austin wasn't allowed to be public about them, and He's so bright, he'd never like that. Austin misses Mitch when he's on the road, though, and his impromptu coffee stops and new lifestyle of constantly having a cup of coffee has Willie in particular very curious. It all builds up, and suddenly, when they're rooming together on the road, in Chicago of all places, Austin confides in the Swede. You remember that coffee shop you took me to? He asks him that night after they beat the Blackhawks and Austin scored 2 goals. The Daily Grind, or whatever it was called. Oh, yeah. Willie says, eyes glued to the Oilers and Flames game they're catching the tail end of. Fun place. I don't go there a lot anymore. Why, you do? You like their coffee that much? I mean, yeah, Austin says, but one of the baristas, Mitch. Willie cuts Austin off, voice raising in excitement. The kid with the blue eyes, no fucking chance. Oh my god, I knew you guys would be perfect for each other. Austin groans. Why did he tell Willie this? Yeah, Mitch. I've been going every day. I'm a regular now. He's a good guy. I don't think he knows who I am, though, which is almost better. Willie raises his eyebrows as he turns to face Austin. Dude, you're the captain of the fucking Toronto Maple Leafs. No chance he doesn't know who you are. If he does, he hasn't said anything. Austin shrugs. Willie, I'm screwed. Willie grins, and there is zero sympathy on his face. Fuck him. You're in love with the barista who you think is cute, but you don't even know. There's a difference.
I'm not in love, Austin splutters, chucking a pillow at Willie's face. And no, you're a middle school boy and you have a crush, Willie trills.
That's so much better. Oh my God, we're going to the coffee shop when we're back home.
And so that's how, after practice instead of before, Austin finds himself walking into the coffee shop with Willie and Maddie. Maddie wasn't even invited, but somehow the kid heard Willie and Austin yapping about their plans and invited himself. Austin has a soft spot for him, apparently, because he wasn't able to say no.
Sue him.
Austin! Mitch says as Austin walks into the daily grind first. I missed you this morning.
Oh, you brought friends.
I am William, Willie announces, walking right over to where Mitch is standing by the cash register. And that's Matthew Nyes.
Full named me, eh?
Nyesy follows Willie over and rolls his eyes.
That's me.
Austin follows his teammates over at a slower pace and examines Mitch's expression for a second. The barista either is very good at concealing his emotions or he genuinely doesn't recognize Austin or his teammates.
Okay, Mitch says instead. What can I get you guys?
Your phone number for a certain fuck off, Austin snaps, elbowing Willie hard in the gut to make him complain. I'll have my regular. These fuckers aren't getting anything.
Hey, Austin, someone says, and Willie raises his eyebrows in a suggestive way as Connor greets Austin too as he walks by.
You brought friends. Mitch laughs, and Austin's going to say that he's imagining the way he's blushing, because no, absolutely the fuck not. He can't read into this right now.
I wouldn't call them friends.
Ek-fucking-scuse-you, Captain, Willie retorts, elbowing Austin back. I'm your best friend and your favorite alternate. I'm okay, shut the fuck up. Austin interrupts again because he's not naive enough to think Mitch won't connect the dots if Willie continues. He might not recognize Austin and his teammates, but surely if he lives in Toronto, he's gonna know hockey slang.
Mitch laughs at Austin and Willie's banter and rings through Austin's drink.
Austin pays, only tips the appropriate like 13%, only because he doesn't want Willie's chirps at him tipping the typical 50% he's been doing, and then they move over to the bar area to wait on their drinks. Willie and Nyesy chatter on about the cafe, about what they might get next time they're here, and then have a conversation with Connor about dogs for some fucking reason. Mitch is quiet throughout the whole thing, and when he gives Austin his latte, Austin frowns at it because he's taken to writing, have a good day, or you're awesome, or something cute like that on the cup, but he didn't today. He opens his mouth to ask Mitch, to say something stupid like, where's my little message? But before he can, he realizes right away why Mitch doesn't seem to be in a chatty mood. Fucking Jamie walks out of the door to the back and comes over to Mitch. Mitchell, she says, her voice stern, are you done here? We have to talk. Austin doesn't like the way Mitch tenses up at that, or the way that Connor falls silent from the chatter he was doing with Nyesy and Willie, even Dylan, one of the coffee shop's new hires. Jesus, Austin knows way too much about this place. Looks over to Jamie as she starts to talk.
Yeah, I'm done, Mitch says, his voice smooth and devoid of the usual emotion he carries in it.
Austin immediately hates it. Just hold on, can I help Dills and Con out with that line? You can talk with me on my break. There is kind of a line of customers waiting to have their order taken, but Jamie's expression contorts.
No, she snaps. Stop making excuses. I need to speak with you.
I would hate to wait in line for my coffee like that, Willie remarks casually, leaning against the counter at the bar and raising his eyebrows. That'd suck. I probably wouldn't come back.
I don't like supporting places that have shitty work environments, too, Nyesy adds, smiling. That sucks, eh? Anyways, boys, let's head out, yeah? You're staying to work on that report, right, Cap? Big bosses up in New York are gonna want that soon.
Maddie's making up bullshit. Their next roadie is the East Coast, first to New York to play the Rangers, and Austin always kind of hates that. But he hates it a little more this year since it means he'll be away from Toronto for almost a week. However, though, Austin sees what Maddie's doing, implying they, dressed in the nicest clothes they dress in after practice, have a boss in New York also implies that they're important people. Not necessarily a lie, but a bit far from the truth, too.
Yeah, Austin answers.
He doesn't have anywhere to be this afternoon. They don't have a game tonight, but they fly out to New York pretty early tomorrow morning. He does, though, want to know what the fuck Jamie wants with Mitch.
Yeah, I gotta send some emails to HR. Get back to me, though?
Of course, Cap, Willie says, clapping Austin on the back. Come on, Maddie. He moves away from Austin to drag Nyesy towards the door. Text me later, he adds as they're exiting. Austin's suddenly glad Willie insisted on driving and following Austin in his own car.
I got the line, Connor tells Mitch slowly, after Jamie stares daggers at where Willie and Nyesy just left.
Dills is... we're good.
Yeah, Mitch says,
and then he turns to look at Austin, and he mouths, "Thank you." Austin inclines his head in return, and then heads over to one of the tables near the corner that seemed more secluded. His laptop is in his car, and he pauses briefly before digging his keys out of his pocket to go grab it. He does have emails to answer, so he might as well do something productive while Jamie talks about whatever the fuck she wants to talk to about with Mitch. Austin would be lying if he said he was staying just to stay, but he, fuck him, needs to know what the hell Jamie is pulling Mitch into her office for. When Austin returns to the cafe, his laptop under one arm, he heads to that same bench and notes that the lineup doesn't seem much shorter than it was before. Occasionally, he'll see some other workers there, a short guy named Alex or a guy with curly blonde hair named Matthew, but Connor and Mitch seem to be the main workers. Mitch is a supervisor, and Austin's learned that Connor is too. Jamie appears to be their only manager, and Dylan and a few other guys are their other staff. For a cafe that's pretty busy, it doesn't seem like they have a lot of staff. Austin opens his laptop and needs to read an email from his agent like 3 times before he can absorb it. Maybe Jamie just wanted to talk to Mitch about hours, he thinks, but he doesn't believe it. He types out some bullshit reply to the email, reads an article on Sportsnet about how Austin needs a steady right-winger on his line. Yeah, thanks, Elliot Friedman, he's known that for the past 8 years. And then pretends to be busy with work. He didn't intend to stay here, and if he did, he wouldn't have worn as fancy clothing as he did, but whatever. He's always told Mitch he'll hang out at the cafe sometime and, like, do work or something, so today is apparently that day. Cool. Connor and Dylan move fast through the lineup, and then, before Austin knows it, he looks up from his computer as he hears Mitch's voice taking the next person's order. He looks totally fine, but Austin's gotten used to his happy voice. Whatever he's using now isn't that carefree tone he usually speaks with. Austin wants to go up and ask Mitch what the fuck that meeting was about, but is that crossing the line? It must be kind of weird for a customer, even if Austin's regular at this point, to go be like, "Hey dude, haha, your boss is an asshole, right? What was that about?" The cafe quiets down about 15 minutes after Mitch gets back on the floor, and once there's no one in the lineup, Austin strolls over to the register. Typically, Mitch will come over to serve him, but this time it's Connor. "Hey dude," Connor says. "What you want?" "Where's Mitch?" Austin asks, frowning. "He likes Connor, but sue him. He wants to see Mitch." "Oh, he's about to go on his break," Connor says, flicking his hand. "I was trying to bully him into taking it like 20 minutes ago, but he didn't want to go when it was busy on the floor, so Jamie had another reason to be a fucking asshole." Austin smiles out of the corner of his mouth. "What'd she say to him?" "I don't know. Some asshole thing she thought of today," Connor shrugs. "She left, though, which means Mitchie's gonna have to stay 2 hours later. Maybe that's what their conversation was about?" "Oh," Austin frowns. "Where's he now?" "Break room," Connor smirks. "Why? You want me to send him onto the floor to hang out with you on his break?" Austin snorts. "Ring through his favorite drink, large, and tell him I'm at the table in the back." "Of course," Connor grins at Austin, rings through whatever Mitch's favorite drink is, and then Austin taps his card without even looking at the price. He heads over to his table, and Connor disappears through their staff room door thingy or whatever, and then looks at the email he started replying to. His agents want some promotion deal thing, but, like, that's so much fucking work. It's during Four Nations. No chance Austin isn't going to be on Team USA for that. "Hey." Austin looks up as Mitch appears beside the table, holding whatever drink Connor made for him. "You didn't have to buy me a drink." "Sure I did. Sit down." Austin gestures to the seat across from him, and Mitch does sit, albeit somewhat unwillingly. "What'd Jamie want?" Mitch wraps his hand around his drink. Austin never really gets super close to him. They always have the counter between them. This close, though, he can see how long Mitch's eyelashes are, or the little stains of coffee on his fingers. It looks like there's an ink stain on his right hand, too. Is he some kind of artist? "To inform me that I'm staying late," Mitch says, shrugging. He averts Austin's gaze. "Which sucks, because now I'm not going to have my writing done before class, but whatever, apparently." "You're writing?" Austin can't help it. He's interested. He feels like he doesn't know a lot about Mitch's life beyond his work schedule here, and hearing that the barista is some kind of writer is, whoa, that's cool. "Yeah," Mitch shrugs. "I go to U of T for a master's, and I've got to do writings for my internship and shit there. I didn't have time to get the one I'm supposed to have done before class tomorrow, so now if I have to stay late, I won't have time between class and work to cook it out." Austin tilts his head. "You're taking an English degree?" "No." Mitch smiles faintly. "Something like that, though." "What time do your classes start?" "At 5. 5 to 11, usually. I take the really late ones, because those are the only ones that work with my schedule. I'm done here at 2 or 3 most days, but today Jamie's leaving early, so she needs me to close." Austin blinks. "But you open at 6 a.m. every morning." He knows that because Mitch is here every single morning whenever Austin comes in before practice. And he's at fucking school until 11 the night before? Yeah, Mitch shrugs. I have to stay until 5 tonight, though.
What?
Austin demands flatly. He may not have attended anything post-secondary, but he can also do mental math. That's an 11-hour shift, bro. Won't you be late to class?
Yep,
Mitch shrugs. But that's... I do this at least once a week. Jamie leaves a lot. Austin leans back. Sometimes he gets irritated by Chief 2, or, like, the front office for not letting him disclose his sexuality. But fucking Jamie seems like the worst person on the planet to work with. That's so unfair. When do you have time to do schoolwork? Mitch shrugs and looks away from Austin. I'll usually stay here after I'm off and, like, get shit done. Or do it during my other courses. What are you, like, doing at U of T? Austin asks. That's an intense schedule, dude. Oh my god. Mentally, he calculates in his head how many hours of sleep Mitch is getting a night. It can't be more than 5. Holy shit, if he's getting off school at 11 p.m. and then going back to work for 6 a.m.? Mitch inclines his head. Do you want the truth, or do you want to keep living in delusion?
Huh? Delusion?
Austin's stomach churns. Holy fuck, what if Mitch is about to tell him he's some fancy-ass worker that is so much better than an athlete? I'm doing a master's in sports media, Mitch says, smiling at Austin in a knowing manner. At U of T. I have an internship with the Marleys. I write articles for them.
You what? Austin demands. Are you serious?
Yes. Mitch smiles faintly. It's really fun. So, obviously, Yes, dude, I'm from Toronto. There was no way I didn't recognize Austin Matthews when he walked through the doors of the cafe. Mitch rolls his eyes. Nylander and Nyes, too. Good guys, but yes. I apologize, Austin, but I know who you are.
Damn.
Austin can't believe Mitch knew who he was this entire time. And you didn't say anything? I literally lied to you about all my work trips and shit. Mitch shrugs, but he's still smiling. You weren't technically lying. Hockey is your work. But no, I didn't say anything. For one, that's fucking rude to be like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, Austin Matthews, can you sign my forehead? And two, I don't know, I did a psych undergrad. I think you needed it to be able to be somewhere where you don't need to worry about getting recognized or have someone breathing down your neck at all times. Makes you feel normal, yeah? Why do you think I never asked for a name on your order or yelled out a name when giving it to you? I wanted to give you that privacy.
And Mitch is right, isn't he?
He is. Austin never stopped to think about why he never took his name or why Mitch didn't put a name on the order. And he was right, too. Austin loves playing hockey here. But sometimes Toronto is a lot. Being able to sit here in this little shop and not get recognized it's nice.
I can't believe you knew this whole time, Austin groans, putting a hand over his face. And I thought I was being sneaky.
Mitch laughs. No, I grew up a Leafs fan, dude. I have one of your jerseys. I wrote an article on potential right-wingers around the league for you since they can never seem to find you and Nyes a steady one.
You have my jersey?
Austin grins at Mitch and absolutely does not allow his mind to go to Mitch wearing a jersey with his last name on the back because no, nope, no. Mitch grins back, and this should probably be a weird topic of discussion or whatever, but Mitch doesn't make it weird.
My brother and I went nuts when the Leafs got first overall pick and they got you. We were at your NHL debut. I bought your jersey before you'd even played a game.
Austin blinks. Holy shit.
Dude, and you pretended you didn't know who I was? What the fuck?
Austin's used to people coming up to him everywhere. From the grocery store, which is why he doesn't really go grocery shopping anymore, to people interrupting him on runs or some shit, there's always someone who knows who he is and who wants an autograph. It comes with being a hockey player, especially in Toronto, but that's why Austin just can't imagine why Mitch would want... Why the fuck would he pretend he didn't know who Austin was?
Austin.
Mitch shrugs again.
You probably liked COVID, yeah?
Huh?
The conversation is enough of a pivot that Austin does a double take.
COVID, where you could wear a mask, a baseball hat, and a giant oversized coat and no one would recognize you. I can't pretend to know what it's like to be famous, but I...
Have you ever walked into a coffee shop and not had the barista beside themselves trying to act normal about you? I wanted you to have a sense of normalcy here.
Austin blinks. Why the fuck does he feel like crying?
Would it be weird if I thanked you? He says instead, and the words come out a bit flatter than he intended because he's trying to keep himself from spiraling.
He's never thought about it, but he's so right. He's so fucking right. Why did Austin never take his past boyfriends on dates or anything?
He knew they'd get spotted in Toronto, and the PR people would be fucking pissed at him if he let that happen.
No, Mitch is saying, smiling as he shakes his head. But yeah. Cat's out of the bag now, though, so does this give me permission to chirp you when you're here before what I assume is practice? Because I played hockey, dude. I have so many opinions about your game. You played hockey? Austin can't help himself. He's intrigued. He's not entirely sure how their conversation went from Mitch's shitty manager to his schedule to now his hockey career, but trust Austin to always circle a conversation back to hockey. It's kind of like the only thing he knows how to talk about. Yeah, Mitch smiles brightly. I played when I was a kid and throughout high school and uni. I played all through my undergrad. What position? Right wing. I played at the University of Alberta in Edmonton. That's where I met Connor. We were on the same line, too. He played center. Austin hates himself for it, but his mind immediately goes to how they can never manage to find a good right winger for him and Nizy. It's just, well, they've had so many, but none of them have ever worked. Why'd you stop? Mitch shrugs. I tore my ACL after a pretty bad hit from a guy. I recovered fine and shit, but I don't know. Dad told me I wasn't going places if I wasn't being scouted at that age, and he was kind of right. I stopped after my undergrad, and I miss it a lot, but it's okay. U of T offered, but I declined them. I'm focusing on my master's now. That's why I'm doing it in sports media, though. I kind of always need to have sports in my life. Austin nods because he gets that. He grew up with a baseball or basketball game on the TV constantly. So, are you from Edmonton? I know Connor is. God, no. Mitch shakes his head. Jesus Christ, no, that's insulting. No, I'm from Ontario. Went to Edmonton for my undergrad because I got a scholarship, and then I came back here to go to U of T. Connor coming over here, too, was just coincidence. Lauren, his wife, is pretty fucking sick at designing shit, so, like, when Connor told me he was thinking of moving to Toronto with her, I was pretty excited. That was once I'd already committed to U of T. We both applied here because we both wanted to work, and they hired us both, surprisingly enough. That's so cool. Austin traces the Apple logo on his laptop. So you're smart and you're good at hockey. I wouldn't say that, Mitch laughs. But yeah, I know everything about you, so it's only fair, right? I guess, Austin shrugs, because Mitch isn't wrong. But that's sick. You're so cool, and you do all of that on like 5 hours of sleep. Mitch laughs again, the bright and happy one that makes Austin smile in return. I guess so, yeah. I try to go to bed as soon as I get home from class, but like, sometimes I have papers and shit to write. Austin frowns. You said you hang out at the cafe after you're off to get work done, right? Maybe I'll pop by. Mitch rolls his eyes. You'd just distract me more, dude. Says who? I can totally help you write your paper. Oh, yeah? Can you differentiate between your and your? Austin scowls and Mitch looks smug. I gotta go back, he says, almost reluctantly as if he doesn't want to leave. But I'll catch you tomorrow morning, yeah? They don't have a game tomorrow, but their flight to New York is pretty early. But... of course he will. Mitch smiles as he gets up to go back to work, and as Austin watches him leave, he thinks, quite simply, which is rather ironic, fuck. Chat. Menaces to Toronto. Mitch. I'm fucked. Connor. It's not the playoffs yet. Mitch. I hate you. Mitch. No. Austin, did you see us yapping? Connor. Yes. Connor. I also saw how he stayed after Jamie pulled you aside to talk. Connor. The guy is in love. Mitch. Oh my god, shut up. Connor. I'm not even joking, dude. Like, I acted this way when I was trying to hint to Lauren that I was into her. Mitch. Stop.
Somehow, they form a new routine. Austin liked their old one. Him coming in to get coffee every morning before practice was fun, because he liked to see Mitch and talk with him. A day after their talk, though, Austin comes in at his normal time in the morning, and then shows up again at like 2 p.m., right after his afternoon nap and before Mitch is supposed to get off. Connor serves him at the register, tells him he's an idiot for thinking Mitch didn't know who he was, and then tells Austin he'll direct Mitch over to his table when he's off. An hour later, Mitch is sitting across from Austin, frowning at his laptop as he furiously types. Austin doesn't have much work to do, but he sits there and, like, writes out an email, texts his sister, tries to do some god-awful reading of hockey articles. He doesn't mean to come back the next day and do the same routine with Mitch all over again, but he's up at 2 p.m. anyway, and then it just happens. So it becomes a thing. Austin sees Mitch twice on the day he's in Toronto, once in the morning and then in the afternoon when his shift is over. They'll sit for about another 2 hours before Mitch heads out to school, and Austin goes back to his place. Usually they don't talk a whole lot. Mitch is focusing on schoolwork, and Austin doesn't want to interrupt him, but sitting in silence with Mitch while they both concentrate is oddly nice. It's fun, in a way, to do this kind of fake coffee shop date that is never going to be a date thing. Then they go on their West Coast road trip.
Austin never loves those roadies. Sure, the guys from Vancouver love them, but Austin's not them. When he's in the coffee shop that morning, he bemoans dramatically to Mitch, I hate West Coast roadies. Careful, motherfucker, Connor calls cheerfully from where he's putting the baked goods and shit onto the trays so they look pretty in the display case. I'm from there. I get it, Mitch says, shrugging as he makes Austin his latte. Like, the time difference has to suck, right? I mean, yeah, that too, but I'll miss you. And my dog. If Mitch's face goes slightly red, Austin's going to tell himself it's because the barista is standing in front of a hot coffee machine. How long is the roadie? A week and a half, Austin says dramatically. It's really not that bad. We play Vegas, and then Anaheim, LA, and then Vancouver. Mitch winces. Brutal lineup. Get a Hattie, yeah? Austin rolls his eyes. Well, I'll have to, now that you asked. He doesn't, in the end. Or at least, maybe he would have. But instead, 5 fucking minutes into the first game, Mark Stone nails him as he's skating up the zone and smashes Austin's knee between his body and the boards. Yeah, he doesn't remember too much of what happens after that. Mo has to help him skate to the bench, and they send him down the tunnel right away. Their head trainer takes a look and tells him he's done for the night, but won't say what's wrong, which is maybe for the best. Austin doesn't think it hurts enough to be something super serious, but if it was something super easy like a dislocation, they would have... The trainer wouldn't have looked so worried. Later, after the game, more trainers from Vegas come and do some kind of scan, and they're muttering something about cartilage in his knee. Austin scowls up at the ceiling even later on in his hotel room, because, like, seriously, what the fuck? They looped him high as fuck on painkillers, but if he's gotta miss a lot of time for this, Jesus Christ. At least he's fairly certain it wasn't anything to do with the ACL. Austin's not the smartest, but even he knows that the ACL is one of the hardest to come back from. I tore my ACL after a pretty bad hit from a guy, Mitch said, his voice suddenly floating back to Austin. Austin watches a replay of Mark Stone's hit to him online and, yeah, everyone is speculating that it could be ACL. As Austin reads comment after comment, he's struck with an intense desire to tell Mitch something, to inform him that he's mostly okay. His knee fucking hurts, thanks, and it's iced right now, but he knows it's not an ACL injury, so it's all okay. But he doesn't have a way to even contact Mitch. Holy shit, what if Mitch thinks he had a way more serious injury and he doesn't even know if Austin's okay? Austin doesn't get much sleep that night, and he tells himself it's because his knee really fucking hurts. The next day, the scans are back from whatever the trainers did, and Austin learns he's got a fucking meniscus tear. It's the horizontal one, to quote one of the Vegas trainers, whatever that means. So apparently the recovery time is like 4 weeks, and he should be able to get back in about a month and a half, but still. Austin's transported back to years ago when he had those wrist issues, when he felt so fucking useless because he couldn't do anything to help the team. They send him back to Toronto when the team flies out to Anaheim, and Austin doesn't even try to hide how grateful he is about that. The second he's home, he wants to go over to the Daily Grind just to, like, to tell Mitch he's okay or something, but he fucking can't. They make him go in for more x-rays or whatever the fuck they're called instead, and then subject him to 2 fucking days of meetings with medical personnel about his stupid tear. By the time he's done, he collapses into his bed and wants to scream. He can't play hockey. He can't see his favorite person. He can't even walk his fucking dog. What the fuck? Hey, Mom, he says into the phone the next morning when she calls him. Hurt, at least, he could update with his injury status. And he did, once he learned about the stupid tear he did, or whatever. In all their dumb meetings, they told him he needed someone around at least for the first 2 weeks, so his mom got that honor. Most guys, once they've established themselves in the city and are fucking captain, have wives or some shit to do that for them. Austin knows he gets criticized for that, but whatever. If the league was more open to guys dating guys, then fuck them, maybe he would be married. Hi, honey, Austin's mom replies. How are you doing? My flight to Toronto is on time, so I should be there soon. Are you able to drive, or should I Uber from the airport? No, it's the other knee, Austin manages. I can drive. I'll just be limping. His mother makes a noise of reassurance. I'm sorry, honey. Austin drops his head into his hands. I'm sorry, too. Jesus Christ. Do you want coffee when I get there? Oh, were you going to stop at a drive-thru? No, I have somewhere to go before that sells coffee. His mom declines, and that's probably for the best. Austin can't deny how fucking bad he wants to see Mitch right now. And for however much he keeps telling himself that it's because he wants to let Mitch know that he's okay, it's not. Chat. Menaces to Toronto. Mitch. Con, holy fucking shit. Mitch. Did you see that hit Austin had last night? Mitch. Oh my god. Mitch, oh my God, his knee. Mitch, what if it's an ACL thing? That could end his season. Mitch, what if he's got to go to some special doctor in like Germany or some shit and I don't see him again? Mitch, Connor, oh my God, I'm crashing the fuck out. Mitch, that looked so bad. Mitch, and teams are so stupid with injuries. Oh my fucking God, they're not even going to tell us if he's okay. Mitch, oh my God. Connor, oh shit. Connor practically fucking mobs Austin when he walks into the Daily Grind the next morning. It's been 3 days since Austin got back to Toronto, but Connor acts like it's been fucking years. Austin, holy fucking shit, he says when Austin limps through the door. He's literally got a customer as he so brazenly swears, but it's another regular. Austin nods to the regular and gives Connor a sheepish smile. Hi, he says. Is Mitch? You scared the shit out of me! Oh my God, dude, I hate you! Austin's previous question kind of answers itself as Mitch appears from a door to the back. He's smiling at Austin, but there's a note of tension to his voice, and he does look genuinely worried. Oh my God, I saw highlights, Austin. Jesus Christ. As Mitch speaks, he leans over the counter of the cafe so Jamie can't be in, because he'd never do that or really speak to Austin when she's in. Austin limps over to where Mitch is standing, ignoring the main register where he goes to buy drinks for a second. Yeah, Austin replies, wincing. I'm sorry, I didn't want to... I know you said you had an ACL injury before. Is that what it was? Mitch is pale. No. Austin runs a hand through his hair. Is this information confidential? Probably not, right? Meniscus tear. I'm out like 4 weeks. Dude. That's crazy. Holy shit, are you okay? Like, living-wise? Oh my God, I can totally ring you up a free coffee. You're literally a millionaire, though, so I don't know what that's gonna do, but oh my God, Austin, how can I help you? Austin doesn't manage more than that, because suddenly, the door to the back area is flung open and Jamie storms out. Mitchell, she snaps, get back to work. Mitch doesn't even flinch. Hold on, he says, his eyes boring into Austin's. Stone is such a dirty player. He didn't even get fined, and you have to miss a whole month, basically? That is not okay. Oh my God. Mitchell! Jamie's voice has some heat to it as she comes up right behind Mitch. Nobody cares about your hockey. Get back to what I pay you to do. And like, what the fuck? No, Austin's too sleep-deprived for this right now. You watch any hockey? He asks Jamie casually, leaning against the counter even more. Jamie raises an eyebrow. No. Of course she doesn't. Oh, okay, cool. That explains everything. I'm the captain of your local hockey team, the Toronto Maple Leafs. You might have heard of them. Austin lets his voice get colorful and exciting in almost a mocking way. I'm going to be hanging out here a lot. I have all kinds of people that know a thing or two about toxic workplace environments. I got a guy fired once because he was saying suggestive things to one of our assistant therapists. So, yeah. Austin. Austin extends his hand, and Mitch hides his grin behind his hand as he walks back over to the register. Jamie looks bewildered, but she shakes her head and then walks away. Austin knows that tomorrow, if he's here, she's going to be asking for a signed card or some shit, but whatever. Dude, though, Connor whispers after Austin gets his latte and goes back to the bar to wait for Connor to make it. Mitch is still greeting customers. That looked so fucking bad. Mitch was so fucking worried. He definitely thought it was some kind of ACL thing. The guy spammed me after he saw the highlights. Somehow, the thought of Mitch being worried enough about Austin that he spammed Connor makes Austin flush slightly. I didn't mean to worry him, he says, instead of acknowledging that. It fucking hurt, though. Yeah, I bet. Connor snorts and then goes back to work as Jamie walks by and shoots him a nasty glare. Austin's noticed that she's only ever vocal with Mitch. She'll shoot Connor looks or tell him to get back to work sometimes, but with Mitch, she's always mentioning his interests or calling him Mitchell. Austin knows, logically, that Mitch must be a nickname, but it's weird that only Jamie seems to use it when she wants to be rude to him. Anyways, Austin accepts his latte and then checks the time on his phone. His mom's flight is supposed to land in 20 minutes, and it's going to take at least 30 to drive to the airport anyway, so he's got to head out. He heads for the door, a little sad that he knows he isn't going to come back this afternoon like he's been doing, but before he can get there, he hears Mitch shout, Austin, wait! Yeah? Austin turns around, smiling at the barista. What's up? I probably won't be back this afternoon, sorry, but I guess I can come after all the fucking physio they're going to have me doing. Mitch rolls his eyes. It's good for you. Austin started limping over to the counter as Mitch talked, but now Mitch comes out from behind the counter and meets Austin halfway from the door. Hey, though, dude, he says, his voice softer. Don't do that again. Austin wants to roll his eyes and say, I can't really control other guys' hits on me, but thanks for your concern. But Mitch is standing so close to him. He's looking at Austin with fucking wide blue eyes and so much concern in his voice, and Austin is nothing if not a man. "I won't, I promise," he says instead, voice also soft. He touches Mitch's shoulder. "You guys don't have a drive-thru, though, so, like, I gotta still be able to walk." Mitch laughs, but there's still tension in his stance. "You scared the shit out of me. I thought that was an ACL injury and that you'd... I don't know. Now that I know you beyond just a hockey player, that was scary." "I'm sorry," Austin says, like that's gonna fix anything. I was thinking about you, too. After it happened and the trainers checked me out, I thought about you worrying and how I didn't have a way to contact you, and..." Austin trails off. "I gotta thank Willie for bringing me here that one day," he finishes lamely. Behind Mitch, Jamie is staring at them furiously. Mitch doesn't seem to care, though he has to know that his manager isn't going to like him out here talking to customers. "Look, this is gonna sound insane, and I'm sure you hear it so often that it's not even funny, but I..."
"Give me your phone number."
Austin cuts him off, digging his phone out of his pocket, unlocking it, and handing it to Mitch. "Please, I need a way to contact you." Mitch's shoulders sag, like he just released a huge breath or something.
"Okay,"
he says softly, navigating over to messages and putting a contact in. "I'll spam you during games." Austin snorts as Mitch hands him his phone back. Mitch has saved his contact as that barista I know. "I'll text you after them. I usually check my phone before we head back to the hotel or I drive back to my place." Mitch blinks. "I never texted people after my games in uni."
"I'll text back if it's you."
Mitch smiles then, a soft smile that makes Austin think he might have died. Behind them, Jamie says sternly, "Mitchell!" And Mitch rolls his eyes. He bids Austin a goodbye, heading back to the register, and as Connor says something to Mitch when he gets back that makes Mitch flush and push him, Austin shows the most restraint of his life ever and does not flash Jamie the finger. And as he exits the Daily Grind, Austin realizes that's the first time he smiled since his injury.
Chat. That barista I know, and Austin. Austin. Why didn't you just save your name as Mitch? That barista I know. Because that's no fun. Austin changed that barista I know's name to Mitch. Austin. Better. Mitch. Sad face. Austin. You're not just some random barista, though. Mitch. Oh, I see how it is. Mitch, you want free coffee. Austin. Oh my God. Austin doesn't go see Mitch the next day because he has to go to some meetings, first with the media, and then with more of the team trainers, and then again with Tree Living. They're trying to decide if they want to release what Austin's injury actually is, or whether or not to just leave it as undisclosed. Austin scoffs it off and tells Tree to just tell the public, fuck whatever they think. He does go see Mitch the next day, though, and he brings his mother this time. Mitch charms her immediately, and after they're done and back in Austin's car, his mom asks, "Who is this boy?" with such a fucking tone that Austin groans. After that, his mom insists on going to the coffee shop every morning. It's nothing Austin wasn't doing before his injury, but his mom teasing him about Mitch is unbearable, and the best thing ever, but he's not going to tell anyone about that. Austin starts having a bunch of physio appointments and shit in the morning, so he takes to going to the cafe in the morning every other day. But that's okay, because like what he's become accustomed to, he gets there at 2 almost every day and hangs out with Mitch at the table in the back until Mitch has to go to class. It helps Austin to not only answer the million more emails he suddenly has now that he's injured, but it also helps bring a sense of normalcy to his life. Just like practice or morning skate, going to the cafe for an hour or two before Mitch goes to class has become a staple, something that Austin needs to plan his day around, because it's happening every day. Oh, and the fact that they text, like, almost every day. That too. Yeah, that's normal. At first, they send each other nothing but joking comments. But as they get more used to each other's messaging style, they start having more serious conversations and discussing everything. Often, Mitch won't answer Austin's messages for hours since he's at work or school, but that just gives Austin the excuse to spam the barista with things. Since he's gotten injured, he's become way more addicted to his phone. His mom teases him, asks him if he's talking to that boy again, and Austin scoffs. Yeah, he is. But his mom doesn't need to know that. Physio, all things considered, goes fine. Austin hates it. Hates that he can't be on the ice for the team, and that he can't just be there for them, but he gets it. His knee progresses painfully slowly, but after a month, Austin's not limping anymore and is back to skating in a non-contact jersey. The trainers still want him wearing it out of caution, but a week before the team comes back from a roadie to play the Oilers at home, they tell him he's pretty much day-to-day. When he tells Mitch that they might let him play again in the next homestead, he expects the barista to be excited for him since he is, after all, a Leafs fan. And he is. But after Austin tells him that, the barista seems almost apprehensive about something. Dude, Austin says after a few minutes, what is it? Huh? Mitch looks up from his laptop. What? Why are you being weird? Mitch scowls. I'm not being weird. You are. Austin returns the scowl, though it's friendly, and he knows Mitch knows that. What's up? Nothing. When Austin raises his eyebrows at that bullshit response, Mitch sighs and shrugs. You said you're, gonna be playing in the game against Edmonton? Austin frowns. I think. I'm pretty sure they're gonna clear me. Why? You don't want me back? The boys have been on a 6-game win streak in Austin's absence. Maybe Mitch is superstitious. He was a hockey player, after all. No, oh my god, I want you back so bad, but I... Connor and I are going to that game. What? Austin demands, every single thought leaving his head. You... what? Mitchie, you're going to the fucking game? Mitch looks sheepish. Yeah. Why didn't you tell... Oh my god, Mitchie! Austin leans forward around his laptop, suddenly beyond excited. Oh my god, where are you sitting? Our side? I'll look for you in warmies. Oh my god! He's known Mitch as a Leafs fan, and obviously he can get tickets whenever he wants, but somehow Mitch doesn't strike him as the kind of person that would easily accept as big a gift as that. It's not like he hasn't thought about giving Mitch tickets, but he knows Mitch well now. He knows the barista, one, probably wouldn't even have time to go to most games, and two, wouldn't want Austin flexing his status on him like that. Not in the lower bowl, Mitch says, laughing. I'm not that rich. Con and I both booked it off work months ago, though. I'm really excited. Con's an Oilers fan. Obviously, he loves Dreisaitl. Dude is low-key obsessed with him. We always try to get to the Edmonton-Toronto game. Austin blinks. What section are you sitting in? 309, Mitch smiles. You're going to have some really good vision to see us, but I'll take lots of embarrassing photos of you and blackmail you with them. Austin snorts and pulls out his phone. You want me to upgrade those tickets to section 118? What? Austin looks up from where he was just about to fire off a text to Tree to ask him for 2 tickets in row A-118. The side we warm up on. I'll be able to see you. I can't. Mitch trails off, crossing his arms. I can't let you do that. Mitch. Austin raises an eyebrow. Mitch, I'm the captain of the fucking team. I could book out an entire section if I wanted to. Do you know how many times I've gotten my past partners tickets whenever they wanted them? Some of them were definitely with me just to get tickets to games. Mitch opens his mouth and then closes it, and Austin realizes what he said. My past partners, he said. He didn't say girlfriends, and didn't even use the she pronoun. Holy fuck, what if he says something about that? What if he makes fun of me or says something rude or... 118 sounds sick. Mitch finally says after a pause that was a few seconds too long. Connor's gonna be pumped. Austin smiles, shoots off a text to Tree, and tries not to let his slip-up affect him. Mitch isn't gay, or bi, or pan, or whatever. He's not. So Austin needs to get his pretty blue eyes and how he looks when he laughs out of his fucking head. Glad. I'll come toss you a puck during warmies. Oh my god. Mitch's eyes practically light up. I've never gotten a puck before. That'd be sick, dude. Holy shit. You're gonna make me nervous, Austin says. What if I don't score? Mitch rolls his eyes and scoffs out loud. Yeah, right. You're Austin Matthews. Get me a Hattie or something, then I'll take you out for drinks after. Austin raises his eyebrows. Yeah? Now he has to get a Hattie. Yeah, Mitch grins. I mean, maybe not drinks. I'll have to work at 6 a.m. Oh, yeah. Austin frowns. Aren't you and Connor the only supervisors? How'd you get that off? Mitch shrugs and then smirks. I booked it off like a month after Connor did, so Jamie wouldn't remember we booked the same weekend off. She hasn't talked to either of us about it, but I'm sure she will. Usually I'm gone by that time anyway, but I want the morning to myself too. Con and I have a tradition of going to real sports before and dicking around the whole day. I'm skipping class and everything. Austin laughs. Who will supervise or whatever if you and Connor aren't here? Jamie. She's gonna have to take the L and, like, actually run her fucking shop for once in her life. Austin throws his head back and laughs, and suddenly he's beyond excited to get back on the ice. But not for the reason everyone expects. Chat.
Menaces to Toronto. Mitch. Connor fucking McDavid. Oh my God, I'm going to lose my shit and fucking kill myself. Connor. Okay, well, don't do that. Connor. What happened? Mitch. Remember how I said Austin was going to upgrade our tickets for the game? Well, I thought he meant he'd get like lower bowl tickets, maybe halfway or three quarters the way up. Mitch. No, he sent me the tickets today. They are fucking row A. Mitch. Row fucking A, Connor. I'm going to lose my shit. Connor. Oh my God, he's in love, Mitchie. Austin's first game back does end up being the Edmonton-Toronto game. It's a Saturday night classic showdown between two Canadian teams, and Austin gets a loud cheer as he skates onto the ice for warmies. As he chats with Willie and stretches, he takes a deep breath. He missed this shit. He missed hockey. His eyes flit over to the seats he can book out anytime he wants. Mitch had been sending Austin photos and texts all day of his whereabouts. Apparently he had a surprise for Austin. But still, it's all Austin can do not to let his mouth literally almost fall open when he sees Mitch sitting in the seats Austin got him. Connor's next to him in a Drysdale jersey, pointing up to the Jumbotron at that particular moment Austin looks. But Mitch is wearing Austin's jersey. Austin can't see the back, but he can see the 34 on the sleeve, can see the C on the chest. Mitch said he had Austin's jersey, but he got it when Austin was drafted. So unless he just got the C added, then he must have bought a new jersey. Holy shit. Staring at your boy, Willie teases, nudging Austin. He's wearing your jersey, eh? Looks cute. Fuck off, Austin pokes the Swede with his stick. I'm acting very mature about this. Willie rolls his eyes, starting to skate away. Sure you are, he calls out as he does. Austin scowls and starts to skate over to where Mitch and Connor are sitting. He ignores some little kids on the way, which is going to get him shit in the media, and then grins at Mitch through his visor when he gets close enough. Mitch smiles back, and Austin can see how happy he is. His eyes are bright, and holy shit, he's wearing Austin's jersey, and he's so fucking pretty. Austin flicks him up a puck, and Mitch catches it, and then jumps around Connor, who rolls his eyes and must say something about the Oilers, because Mitch smacks him and makes a half-hearted attempt to pull his jersey off. And yes, right. Mission two for the night. Austin skates over to center ice and hangs out there for a minute or two, hoping to attract a particular Oilers player. It's not lost to Austin that he effectively isolated Connor tonight. He got Mitch tickets for seats that are on the Leafs warm-up side, so even though he's an Oilers fan, he's going to have to watch the boys on the Leafs warm up. Hey, Leo, Austin says as the Oilers superstar skates over. How's life? Fine, Leon grunts out. He's never been one for conversation. Austin respects him for it. You? Your hit from Stone looked nasty. Good. Austin's stick handles a bit, just to fill the silence. And yeah, it was. It hurt, too. I bet, Leon snorts. He's a dirty fucking player. Yeah, Austin nods. Hey, can I ask a favor? I'm not letting you fuckers win tonight because some girl you want to impress is here. No, Austin raises an eyebrow, because Leon knows better than this and, oh shit, right, not your thing. My bad. Leon holds up his hand, smiling slightly. One of the reasons that Austin likes Leon as much as he does is because he's one of the few guys outside of the Leafs that know Austin's sexuality. Leon's married to a woman himself, but over the years, Austin has learned that he's bisexual and that he dated a guy for a while in juniors and throughout some of his NHL career. My favor, Austin continues, rolling his eyes, is a stick from you or an autographed puck or something for a guy who's a big fan of yours. Leon raises an eyebrow. Tell me you didn't find yourself a boy who's an Oilers fan. Surely you can at least find someone that's a Leafs fan. Fuck off, Austin snaps. No, his friend is an Oilers fan. Oh, okay, I see. Leon leans on his stick slightly and then hits Austin's shoulder. You're going for him through his friend. What's his name? Mitch. Austin's glad the visor is covering some of his face, even if it is see-through. But that's not what we're talking about. We're just friends. He doesn't want to date an athlete. He's not even gay or whatever. Whatever you say, bro. Leon shrugs and then hands Austin his stick. If you get your man this way, I deserve a fucking thank you. Austin rolls his eyes and tells Leon to fuck off again, but then he skates back over to Mitch and Connor and tosses Connor up Leon's stick. His face is white as he receives it, and then he bangs on the glass in what Austin will assume is gratitude so hard that Austin thinks for a second he's going to shatter it or something. Mitch bangs on the glass, too, and proceeds to kind of wrestle Connor for the stick, Austin rolls his eyes as he skates away towards Willie again. He'll have to get Mitch a stick, too. You gave your guy Leo's stick? Willie asks as Austin gets near him. Backwards way to do that, dude. His friend is an Oilers fan, Austin retorts. I was being a nice person. So he'll reciprocate your feelings, Willie says, grinning. Austin scowls, and as Willie skates away, he yells out, I'm right. He is right. Whatever. Warmies go on, and Austin makes sure to hang out in front of Mitch and Connor more than he usually would. He thinks about what Willie said, and like, he isn't going for Mitch. Not through Connor, not through giving him tickets, not at all. He's just, Mitch is fucking pretty. Yeah, there's no denying that. And if Mitch were like into guys or something, maybe Austin would take him out somewhere. But Mitch isn't, and he's a good friend for Austin, that's all. Austin meets Mitch's eyes when he's taking the opening draw and then proceeds to lose it. Mitch gives him a thumbs up anyway. Austin desperately wishes Mitch could be at all of his games. We are not letting fucking Edmonton beat us tonight, boys, he mutters to anyone that can hear him on the bench 20 minutes later when the second period is starting. They're down 2-0 thanks to two Draisaitl goals, because of course. They've had chances, but Edmonton has been the one to capitalize. I want passing in front of the net to set a guy up. Whatever you've got, I fucking want it. We can't let Austin lose in front of his boy, Willie affirms, hitting Nyzy's shoulder. Let's go, boys. And that's what happens. They win the opening draw, Nyzy gets it, and then he's got a beauty pass up to Austin that leads to a breakaway and a goal. Let's fucking go, he screams as he circles the net. They're shooting on the side that Mitch is on now, so he intentionally goes right over to where Mitch is banging on the glass and grins at him. Mitch hits the glass harder in return, and then Austin's teammates are mobbing him into a hug. It's not as celebratory as it might be if it was an OT winner or something like that, but the goal puts them on the board at least. JT ties it up 5 minutes later with a power play goal, and then with like 40 seconds left in the period, Austin gets his second of the period. He celebrates over on Mitch's side again, and Connor's leaning back, covering his face while Mitch jumps up and down. Austin smiles at that, and as they head back to the bench, Willie chirps him about putting on a show for your boy. He's not my boy, Austin thinks in return. But as he glances up at the Jumbotron and watches the replay, where he clearly looks at Mitch in the stands and grins, he allows himself to think, but maybe I want him to be. Austin can't think that. He brushes the thought off, does his best to banish that shit from his mind, actually, and lets Johnny give the boys a hype speech going into the third. Willie tells him that Austin's going to get a Hattie, and Austin rolls his eyes, and then they're off again. They're winning, but only by one, and Edmonton keeps the momentum up. By the time they're pulling their goalie, Austin gets sent out to double shift on the ice to not only try to keep the puck out of their net, but also seal the Hattie with an empty netter. He doesn't get one on his first shift, but then like less than a minute later, he goes back over the boards, Willie literally dives to block one of the Edmonton shots, and the puck redirects to Austin. He sends it down the ice, and then the goal horn goes as it finds the back. Willie mobs him, flying into Austin and knocking him back slightly from the force of the Swede. For your fucking boy, he screams into Austin's ear. Nyzy, when he gets over, has a similar sentiment for Austin, and as they all go back towards the bench, Austin's grinning. He wasn't close enough to Mitch for that goal, but he glances backward in his direction anyway to see Mitch clapping and pushing Connor. Austin suddenly realizes what Mitch told him when they were discussing this game. Get me a Hattie and I'll take you out for drinks, Mitch said. As the game ends, the final horn sounds, and Austin again looks over to Mitch taunting Connor, or whatever he's doing, and he thinks that, yeah, he's holding Mitch to that. When they get back into the locker room, Austin listens to Chiefs yapping, gives a quick speech of his own, and then digs his phone out of his bag. Mitch has spammed him with all the details of the game, including his and Connor's apparent arguing about who's going to win, but Austin ignores them for the time being to text Mitch back. We going out for drinks or no? Mitch texts him back almost instantly. Dude, I work at 6 a.m., he types back. But good game, oh my god, thank you for allowing me to make fun of Connor. Austin rolls his eyes, and Willie scoots over and leans over Austin's shoulder from his stall right next to Austin's. Are you texting your boy? Did he tell you he's going to reward you for your Hattie tonight? Oh my god, fuck off! Austin groans, shoving Willie away. I told him we should go out for drinks or something, but he works at 6 a.m. or some shit. Just invite him over to your place, Willie suggests with a shit-eating grin. You deserve a reward for your Hattie. I literally hate you, Austin says evenly, rolling his eyes. He supposes he could invite Mitch over to his place, but that's... Even if Austin did just give Mitch tickets to this game, inviting him over to his apartment feels kind of weird. Even if he really wants to. Oh my God, Connor's being so annoying, Mitch sends suddenly. We can go out if you want. He says he'll do my shift tomorrow. Legend, Austin sends back and then cringes at himself. Jesus, he sounds like a 13-year-old texting his crush. You drove here, right? I'll send you my address. I'll order food and then beat your ass at Chell. Excuse you, I'm a fucking god at Chell, Mitch sends back, and Austin finds himself grinning at that. Typically, he's not one to pass up an outing at someone's house after a game. But tonight, after Mitch adds, but yeah, dude, I'll drop Khan's ass off and then be over, Austin finds himself rushing through his post-game routine. He takes the fastest shower of his life, shoves all of his shit into his bag, and then dodges Willie's teasing as he books it out of Scotiabank. He thanks God he didn't get picked for media. That must have been Willie's doing, because Austin finds it hard to believe he didn't get picked if he scored a hattie, and then speeds back to his place. When he gets there, Mitch has sent, dropping Connor off and I'll be over. Won't stay that late. I know you have to be up before God for optional skate tomorrow. Not going tomorrow, Austin types back as he enters his place. And then, as Felix comes over to greet him, he cringes. What does that imply? Oh God, was that, that's fine. Austin's overthinking this. I got someone coming over, Austin tells Felix, patting his dog and crouching down to his level. And I really like him, so I hope you do too. Felix wags his tail at Austin and then heads over to his empty food dish, whining slightly. Austin laughs and heads over to the pantry to refill it, thinking about what he's going to order for Mitch. He doesn't mind something that's not exactly on the meal plan, but he doesn't want something too unhealthy either. Did not expect Austin Matthews to live in a mini little condo thing, Mitch sends like 15 minutes later when Austin settled on some Thai takeout and is waiting on the order. But on my way, I'll see you soon. Ring the doorbell thing in the complex when you get here and I'll buzz you in, Austin types back. He could have let the doorman know who Mitch is to make that easier, but then what would he have said? Yeah, oh, this is my guy friend who I really like and who I'm randomly inviting back to my place after a game, even though you've never seen me do that. Have a great night. No. Austin shakes his head, paces around his living room, talks to Felix more like his dog can fucking understand him, and then jumps a foot when he hears the buzz of the doorbell system his condo complex uses. The notification comes on his phone, and he presses accept without even looking. He remembers, suddenly, the jersey Mitch had. Oh, God. Will he still be wearing it? Austin's not going to be able to handle that if he is. And Mitch is literally a flight of stairs away from his apartment when Austin comes to the terrifying conclusion that he really, really likes this guy. Like, a lot. More than a friend, more than a typical person you'd meet when you become a regular at someone's work. Austin puts a hand over his face. Oh, God. He's so fucked. Before he can expand on that terrifying thought, however, there's a knock at the door. His heart rate picks up, and he's pretty sure he hasn't breathed since the game ended, but slowly, Austin goes over to the door. He's the fucking one that invited Mitch here. He's the one that upgraded Mitch's tickets or whatever. He can be normal about the guy he just realized he really wants to kiss. Hey, Mitch says brightly when Austin opens the door. He's got a Leafs hoodie on now, but his jersey that he had on previously is nowhere in sight. This place is a maze. I totally got lost just going up the stairs. Austin smiles despite his nervousness. Mitch is just so fucking easy to talk to. The stairs are my cardio every day. Come in, dude. Mitch does, stepping in when Austin steps to the side. I thought you'd live in like a mansion or something, he says as he toes off his sneakers. This is cute. Not in Toronto, Austin mutters, crossing his arms. Prices are absolutely nuts here. I already pay too much for this place. If even Austin Matthews struggles, that's when you know it's rough, Mitch replies, laughing. Thank you so much for the tickets tonight, though. Oh my God, Connor was witnessing me crash out all day. I've never sat first row before. That was so cool. And the puck, thank you. I'm going to put it in a case with your hockey card or something. Also, Connor totally cried over that dry straddle stick you gave him when you turned your back. You're welcome. Austin cuts off his rambling, smiling softly. Thanks for coming. I don't know if it's weird to, like, invite you over after or something. You can do so much better than this, Austin. What the fuck? But I enjoyed tonight, and I guess I just wanted you to know that. Dude, you're the one with the hattie, Mitch says, following Austin as he heads into the living room. And Connor took my shift tomorrow morning, so you're fine. I'll just double shift when Jamie complains. Austin collapses onto the couch. He thought it might be hard to see Mitch or talk to him after his little realization, but it's not. It never is. Not with Mitch. Double shift? Mitch shrugs and sits close to Austin, but far enough away to be a respectable bro distance. Yeah, we gotta work a certain number of hours a week and shit, Connor has coaching on the weekends, so I do the weekend shift and usually the weekdays. Austin raises an eyebrow. Your work schedule is insane. Jamie is a bitch. She's such a bitch. Yeah, she is. Mitch shoves his phone in the pocket of his hoodie. But it's whatever. Con and I take the most because we've been there the longest. Alex and Dills, she's usually fine with.
Why does she call you Mitchell? Austin asks suddenly, the words coming out before he can think them over. He meant to talk with Mitch about the game, about if he liked Thai food, but instead that comes out without his permission.
Because she knows it gets under my skin, Mitch replies. But his voice is flat, like he's trying to control it. It's my full name, but the only person who calls me that is my dad, who is, you know, not always my favorite person.
Oh. Austin thinks about it some more and then curses himself in his head. Dude, I'm so sorry.
No, you're fine. It's just annoying that she does it more than anything. I'm fine hearing it. Dad was always just an asshole about hockey and shit, you know? I was good in uni, but he always wanted me to be better. That was a big part of why I moved back to Toronto and right in the city. I couldn't really afford it then, and I still kind of can't. But I didn't want to hear what he had to say.
Dude, Austin says. So that's why you still work at the cafe?
Yeah, I can't really afford to quit.
Mitch huffs slightly.
Bro, you stalling because you know I'll kick your ass and chill?
No. Austin holds his hands and earns a laugh out of Mitch. I just wondered why you didn't quit if Jamie is such a bitch to you.
With school and shit, I can't afford to not have a job, unfortunately, Mitch replies, shrugging. My articles make me some money, but it's AHL and not NHL, so I don't make enough off of them.
You should write for the NHL, Austin says, the words coming out again without thinking them over. I've read a bunch of your articles. You're really good at picking up little things about players that most people miss when talking about them.
I mean, that's the ultimate goal, but I can't just up and decide to start writing for the NHL, Mitch says, smiling wryly.
I did one for a contest one time, that I won, actually, about you and how you need a right winger.
No, that's what I mean. Austin insists, leaning forward because now he's got an idea and he can't let go of it.
That's your best one, and I'd know since it's about me. You're so right. I need a right winger whose role is more of an assist guy and a smaller player that can move faster to accommodate my playing style. Coach and Trey have said the same thing so many times. You're a really good writer.
Mitch inclines his head. I'm glad you think so, but it's not easy to become an NHL writer, so I don't think other guys share your sentiment.
Austin looks away from Mitch and pulls off a hangnail. I can get your name in the industry, if you want.
Mitch blinks, going silent for a moment.
Austin has a moment of, what if he thinks that's me trying something? But then he says, I mean, that'd be awesome, but it also feels like cheating, you know? Like I befriended an NHL player, so that's how I got into the industry. Feels kind of like cheating.
Austin didn't consider that.
Half of the guys in organizations have cheated to get to the top, he says, which isn't exactly a lie.
I have meetings with PR dicks all the time who are just there because they knew someone who knew someone. Don't know how you're running the We're Inclusive department if you're not going to let players publicly come out. And
what? Mitch blinks rapidly at Austin, his face in a weird expression.
Oh shit, did Austin really say that? Holy fuck.
Mitch is still blinking at him, rendered completely silent once more.
Austin knows there's no way he's going to be able to take that back, and...
Yeah, he offers softly, suddenly unable to look at Mitch.
Some guys, including me, in the league that are, like, not straight, but they're stupid about letting us come out.
Are you serious? Mitch chokes out, and Austin looks up because his voice sounds weird. His face is still in a weird expression, too, and Austin doesn't think his heart has ever been beating faster.
Yes, he says.
Why the fuck did he say that? What if Mitch is like a homophobe or some shit? He literally played hockey growing up and like 90% of the guys Austin's played with in juniors were homophobic. Mitch is going to hate him forever.
Austin's thoughts cut off as, before he processes what's happening, Mitch lurches forward and is kissing Austin.
He doesn't even get a chance to process fucking anything because as fast as that happens, it's over.
Mitch pulls away just as fast, and he gasps like he can't believe he did that. Holy fucking shit, he mutters. And yeah, Austin gets that.
Dude, I am so sorry.
If you're gonna kiss me, do it properly. Austin cuts him off, and then he grabs Mitch by the shoulders and pulls him back in for a proper kiss this time.
Mitch goes easily, like he's wanted this for a while too. They keep it mostly chaste because this is Oh my god, but holy fucking shit, Austin's kissing Mitch. Holy fuck. Forget what he thought before Mitch came to his place. Austin's wanted to kiss him since the first time Willie brought him to the Daily Grind.
When Mitch finally pulls away from Austin, he can't seem to form words. Austin wouldn't have been able to make sense of them anyway. Not with the way that his mind can't even conjure up thoughts itself, or the way Mitch's lips look after Austin's kissed him. Mitch tries again, his voice breaking. Oh, God, Connor's going to be ecstatic. Him and Lauren have a fan Twitter about us. What? Austin demands, and stupidly enough, that is what breaks him out of his trance, and he laughs wildly. I just fucking kissed you, like I've wanted to do since we met, and you're thinking about Connor. Is there something you want to tell me? No, you fucker, Mitch exclaims, shoving at Austin's shoulder. Wait, what? Since we fucking met? Why do you think I came back? Austin asks, sheepishly. You have really pretty eyes. You're easy to talk to. I hung around because I'm a teenage boy with a crush, apparently, and you're really fucking pretty. Mitch blinks again. Words seem to have failed him. What? He says after a moment, the word soft like he can't believe it. Austin needs him to fucking believe it, because it's true. They don't really let us come out in the league. I can have boyfriends, or whatever, but I can't be public about them. Why do you think I haven't gotten married, especially since I'm captain? They always pressure captains to get married, but not me, because then they need to be public about me being married to a man, which God fucking forbid. I really like you, Mitchie, but I can't subject you to that life. You're such a bright and exciting person. I can't let you live a life like that. I don't care, Mitch says, not even 2 seconds after Austin finishes speaking. I don't care, Austin. I've never had such an easy relationship with a customer before, and especially not an athlete. I don't lead a super exciting life, despite what you might think. I like you because you're nice. You stick up for me to Jamie. You're nice to Connor, too. You compliment my latte art, even when it's shit. You read all my fucking articles, for God's sake. Mitch laughs somewhat hysterically now. Austin, oh my God, I wasn't letting myself think these things because it felt weird to, since you're literally Austin Matthews and I'm a nobody. You're not, but I don't care about living in the spotlight or whatever. I don't fucking care. I've seen what you're like out of the spotlight, and that is infinitely better than what the world of the NHL sees. I write articles all the time nitpicking players' playing style or what works for them, but you're the most complex of all. Austin Matthews isn't the same as Austin, and I like Austin Matthews as a fan, but as a person, I like Austin so much more. Austin doesn't think he's ever going to manage a coherent thought again. So just, I don't know, Mitch continues. You've wanted to since we met. Oh my God. Oh my God. Mitch, Austin whispers. He takes one of Mitch's hands and traces a line on his palm. I like you a lot. So much. Too much. But I can't let someone like you live the life that you'd have if you dated me. I don't care, Mitch insists, his blue eyes dark. Austin, I do not fucking care. Hide me away in the closet when you're on roadies if you want. Just keep me around. Let me be in your life. Please. The closet? Austin raises an eyebrow at the implication of that, and Mitch scowls. They both dissolve into a fit of laughter, and it's only after Austin's caught his breath that he adds on, Mitch, if you want this, we need to do a lot of talking. I don't think I do. Mitch cuts him off, grabbing Austin's shoulder and pulling him in for another kiss. Whatever you want, I want to. You being an athlete doesn't matter to me. I told you, I like Austin, not Austin Matthews. Whatever baggage comes with Austin Matthews, I'll take too. Austin laughs in disbelief. He's never, ever dated someone that didn't get annoyed after a while. They can't really go on proper dates or even fucking hold Austin's hand in public, but I'll talk to the league. Austin whispers, touching Mitch's face and keeping his hand there. I've never wanted to actually fight them to come out, but you know what they say. You gotta meet the right person to do that or something. Mitch blinks. You think I'm the right person? Yeah. Austin answers honestly. I do. Because you know you'll get free coffee if you think that? Austin throws his head back and laughs. Yeah. When he looks back at Mitch, he's grinning. Just wait until you learn about the tax we put on it when you're dating the barista. Austin rolls his eyes and pulls Mitch in for another kiss. He'd pay that tax, and whatever fine the PR people in the league subject him to, if it means he can keep Mitch forever and do this in public. Chat. Menaces to Toronto. Mitch. You'll never fucking guess what happened, Connor. I'm going insane. I'm going to lose my fucking mind and never recover ever again. Connor. Did you use protection? Mitch. Fuck off. Mitch. Tell Lauren she's got someone else to complain to about the your partner works here so you pay more tax. Connor. We both screamed.